This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Crater Slopes, the power of a repeat image. Why does HiRISE take so many repeat images of the same area? Repeat coverage actually serves a special purpose, such as detecting seasonal changes, frost deposition and sublimation, and temporal changes, dust devil tracks and avalanches. These repeat images also give us a sneak peek of future pictures to determine any differences. Such is the case for this observation which we took on June 2014 and covers a small 1-kilometer-sized simple crater located in the southern hemisphere. In this composite and enhanced image, the crater shows frost on all its south-facing slopes, meaning the crater's north wall and southern ejecta. This image was taken in late Martian winter as Mars is heading into spring. With a repeat image, we can now see any changes of the same crater. And what do you know? All the frost that was once present on the south-facing slopes of the crater is now gone, having sublimated and returned to the Martian atmosphere. Gullies in Lu Xin Crater. Here we have a group of small gullies along a rock layer on the south wall of Lu Xin Crater. At the foot of the gullies, you can see the fans of granular sediment that have been deposited downhill from the gully formation. Nearby, there are much larger gullies. By comparing the gullies that are just 20 kilometers away, we may be able to determine the factors that affect their size. Lu Xin was a Chinese astronomer, historian, and editor during the Western Han Dynasty and then the Xin Dynasty. This caption is based in part on a public target suggestion from HiWISH. Southeast rim of Hale Crater. In the search for potential areas with recurring slope lineae, or RSL, which are probably caused by briny water, the central peak of Hale Crater is a common target. But we have no images of the southeast rim of the crater. Hale Crater is about 150 kilometers, 90 miles in diameter, and located in the mid-southern latitudes just north of the massive Argyre Basin. RSL are often found on northwest-facing slopes, and they occur in the central peak of Hale. During the season when we know RSL appear, this observation at high resolution might help us see if they occur elsewhere. Triple crater in Elysium Planitia. This image shows a triple impact crater in Elysium Planitia near Tartarus Montes, which probably formed when a binary or even triple asteroid struck the surface. Binary asteroids orbit each other while also orbiting the Sun. The two larger craters must have been produced by asteroids of approximately the same size, on the order of a few hundred meters across. The northern crater might have been created by a smaller asteroid, which is orbiting the larger binary pair, or when one of the binary asteroids broke up upon entering the atmosphere. The shape of the triple crater is oblong, suggesting an oblique impact. Therefore, another alternative would be that the asteroids split upon impact and ricocheted across the surface, creating additional craters. What evidence is visible in this image that shows that the three craters did not form independently? The ejecta blanket appears to be uniform around the triple crater, showing no signs of burial or overlapping ejecta from overprinting craters. The crater rims are significantly stunted where the craters overlap significantly. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.